Is this fairly recent, within the last 4 years, that we've had these finances coming in through the sales tax?
The sales tax itself was new to us starting 4 years ago.
So what were the conditions then, and was the extra money able to help with? What do we have now that we didn't have then?
Well, we were facing increasing cuts from in our funding from the state of Colorado. And as we looked at what we wanted to continue to provide for our students and our families here in the Aspen School District, we wanted to be able to maintain our programs and the teaching staff and the student-teacher ratios and all the things that our community valued without having to go back and start cutting a lot of positions in order to deal with the loss of revenues that we were seeing on the state side. The sales tax has allowed us to maintain the high quality education and the programs that our community values, and we feel like being able to continue that on in the future will provide the best education for our students.
And it's kind of a misnomer that I said additional money. Really, it sounds like at that time there was a hole being dug and this helped fill it.
Yes.
And then we kind of find ourselves in that situation again.
Those monies have not come back to us. We were hopeful that there would be that those funds would start to come back to us from the state as the economy improved statewide, but other factors in play at the state level that are not allowing the state to keep all the revenues that they are generating is keeping us in a position of not getting the full amount of funds that we should be from the state of Colorado.
It sounds like in the presentation last night, it was even mentioned the better Colorado does, that actually might equal less money going to education funding.
It's a scenario where the state economy improving does not necessarily equate to more dollars available for funding of state programs that include schools. The Tabor complications is a complicated formula for how much revenue the state is allowed to grow by on an annual basis. And to the extent that our economy grows faster than that, those dollars have to be returned back to the taxpayers under the current law. And so the state doing better economically does not necessarily equate to those dollars then being available for, state-funded programs.
Okay. So I'm going to round to 2 million, it sounds like, is what the tax has brought in on average, or could continue to bring in if the voters were to continue the sales tax on a ballot measure this fall. What does that mean? Does that mean we do keep status quo, everything at the high school stays about the same, or are we able to build using those funds at all?
It's intended to be there to maintain the quality programs that we have. It's not intended to grow out into adding a whole bunch of new things, but it's intended to keep us with the programs and the student-teacher ratios and those kinds of things that our community has come to expect and they value. And we've seen it through performance with where our students are finishing their education here.
And I want our listeners to understand what exactly is up for discussion here. Is it extracurricular activities and arts and music programs? Is it losing jobs? What are we talking about? Were we not to have this tax continue?
Well, we went through a process. We put together a task force. We called it our Budget Reduction Task Force earlier this year to identify some areas that we could reduce should the sales tax not be renewed. Those areas were across the board, everything from classroom expenses, contracted services, travel, utilities, professional development, to reducing things associated with salaries and benefits, where it would be positions, health insurance, wellness, those kinds of things. So we didn't identify any specific position because we're not at that point yet where we would go down that road. But we know that there would be, with over 80% of our expenditures going to salary and benefits, we can't make, we wouldn't be able to achieve the cuts necessary simply by doing it away from personnel. So at some point, we would have to get into personnel, and that would change the nature of or the way our school district currently looks.
And then just to clarify, in Aspen, it would be a sales tax. In Snowmass Village, you're looking at property taxes.
They are, the Snowmass Village is looking at a property tax, yes.
Has there been discussion of Snowmass Village doing a sales tax, or would that not be as helpful?
They, the town of Snowmass Village, prefers the property tax mechanism over a sales tax due to the high sales tax percentage that they already have, and they don't want to increase that.
Okay.
Because they're already one of the highest in the state.
A sales tax obviously will affect people who don't have kids in school, even visitors who aren't associated with the school district. Can you talk about why it might be important for the entire community to put into this, even if you don't have kids in school or if you're just visiting?
I think the school district benefits everybody regardless of whether you have a child in school. It's the future of not only our community, but our state, our country. Having a well-educated population is critical to everything that we do going forward. And certainly within our community, having a strong school district benefits everyone across the board, from the students that they're maybe hiring in the summertime to how their property values are being viewed to just the, where our kids then end up going and what they end up doing in their lives after they leave our school district.